episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making peanut chicken. This recipe comes from Sakina Aunty Kareem, who has passed away. But, you know, as they say, you know, if you love a certain dish, you'll make it. And I always remember her when I make this dish. It's been a while since I made this dish, and I don't know why. I just remembered it, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, let me try this. And I did, and it tastes awesome, so I thought I would share this with you. So let's get started. There's some very simple ingredients that we're going to use for this dish. First, I have a whole chicken, one whole chicken that I have cut and cleaned to my desired pieces. To this, we're going to go ahead and first let me explain you the ingredients, and then we'll go ahead and do the method. So I've got the one whole chicken cut and cleaned into pieces. We have ginger, garlic paste, fresh made at home, salt, pepper, and then in here I have some peppercorns and cumin. I've got about a cup of Rice Krispies. The original recipe calls for cornflakes. I don't have any cornflakes. I didn't have any cornflakes in the house, so I love substituting with recipes. So we're gonna substitute it with Rice Krispies instead. And then I have about a cup and a fourth of peanuts that you can use regular peanuts. Just make sure they're unsalted and they're a little roasted. I just picked these up. I had the pieces, so I'm just gonna use the pieces, but if you have the whole, you can use the whole. So first things first, let's go ahead and marinate our chicken. And with my, whenever I marinate chicken, very simple ingredients: ginger, garlic, salt to taste, pepper, and I forgot lemon pepper. Again, this is a completely optional ingredient. If you don't have any lemon pepper, that's fine, don't use it. Just add a little bit of lemon juice in there. And this is it, we're just gonna mix this up. Excuse me, the pepper got to me. So the oven is on 400 degrees. What we're going to do is we're going to stick this in the oven, let it cook. We're going to reserve all the juices that comes out for it when it's baking. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my tray here, put it in there. If you want to marinate this for 20, 25 minutes, it's perfectly fine. I've tried it either or way. It really, to me, it really doesn't really make the difference. The fresh ginger and garlic, just, it's amazing. And this is fresh chicken, so it shouldn't take long to absorb all the spices in there. So at this point, I'm just gonna take this, I'm gonna stick it in the oven for about 20 minutes. Keep a close eye on it that, you know, you just don't wanna overcook your chicken. You just, whenever you put like a knife or a spoon in it, as soon as you see the white in it, you're done. So the next method now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna assemble the gravy part of it. So now what we're gonna do is, I just cleaned up a little bit, stuck the chicken in the oven, it's cooking in there. Now what we're gonna do is we're just gonna dry roast the cumin and the peppercorn. Just gonna add this to my little vessel here. And just want to be careful you don't burn the spices, so just gonna hold just to put the flame on a little lower and just kind of dry roast this. And you're gonna know when it's done, it smells, starts smelling wonderful. And keep on stirring it so it doesn't sit in one place and become darker. Okay, now I don't know if you can see, but the color has also changed. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn that off. And then because our vessel is hot, it's gonna keep on cooking. So we're gonna remove that, come over here, and I'm going to add this to my pepper grinder. Okay. And we're just gonna puree it, like make it into a fine powder. It's
still whole pieces in there, so it looks like a bit more to go. Okay, looks better. So we're just gonna save this and wait, and then I'm gonna put my saucepan on the stove here. And take, still hot. Take this out of the way. Okay. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn our saucepan on, and I'm going to add just a little bit of oil. Just a little bit. While that's heating up, I'm just gonna put it on very low. While that's heating up, what I am going to do is we're gonna come over here. I'm gonna take my food processor and we're gonna go ahead and add our Rice Krispies in here, our peanuts, and the peppercorn and cumin mixture that we did. Okay, and you wanna get every last bit of this from your grinder because it awesome, it smells wonderful. Starting to blend this, and then we're gonna add little by little, we're gonna go ahead and add some olive oil in there, about half a cup. I didn't stop the recording because I wanted you to see from, you know, how it was really dry to now it has become really nice and moist. And I did add half a cup of olive oil. It wasn't any more. I just know the consistency. So, you know, you want to start pouring it very, very slowly. We're just going to mix it just a little bit more. Okay, so what you want to do is before we put this in our pot, I just want to give it a little taste test. And already tastes so good. People who love peanuts is absolutely going to love this recipe. So we're going to need salt. I'm just going to put it in here. So I'm going to go ahead and add our mixture in here into the hot oil. And I've done this so many times, but I'll probably go and put it in there and then my whole blade falls in there, so I'm just extra careful. Now, if you even want, you can even add some more peanut butter in there, like the smooth kind of peanut butter, and that also will give it a really nice gravy. I've tried it like a tablespoon of peanut butter, if you like. I just like it how grainy this becomes. The cereal just makes it have a really unique texture to it. Okay. Okay. So now we're gonna just increase the heat just a little bit more. There we go. And at this point, this mixture is ready. We're just waiting for our chicken to get done, and then we're gonna add this to add the chicken in there. I'm gonna go ahead and season it again because I felt like it was missing some salt. And if you wanna make it more spicy, you can even add a bit more peppers. And at this point, you can even add cayenne or pepper flakes in there if you like. But it is really essential for you to give it a taste test. Okay. I'm just gonna go ahead and add a little bit more pepper in there. And that's it. We're just gonna wait for our chicken to get done. I am going to turn our stove off. That means our gravy is done. Our peanut gravy is done. So I'm just gonna wait. As soon as our chicken comes out, we're gonna put it in here and we're gonna be ready to have dinner. So we're back. I think our chicken is done. So I'm gonna go ahead and take it out of the oven right now. Okay, and just have to be careful. I don't put this anywhere else, just so bear with me here. All right, so our chicken is all done. What we're going to do next is we're just gonna take the pieces, and I have the peanut mixture on here, just so that it's nice and warm. I'm gonna go ahead and add the chicken pieces in there. And remember, whatever gravy that we have in here, we're also gonna use that. And this goes really, really well with naan. So if you have like tandoori, and I have a tandoori roti that you can make at home recipe, make sure you check that out. It's my mom's recipe. The tandoori bread, the roti turns out excellent. And this is one recipe that goes really, really well with the tandoori chicken. I want to make sure you get all the drippings in there. Okay. And thank God for foil, that way it will be easier to clean up. Okay. And now we're just going to mix the peanut mixture with the chicken. Smells unreal. Oh, and you don't want to put it too much on the stove because I don't want the mixture to become too dry. I like a little bit of that gravy in there. So now I'm just going to go ahead and place this on our serving dish. Mmm. Really, really, really good. Just a change from, you know, the everyday tandoori chicken and the baked chicken that we have, that we eat. Remember, just when you're doing this, presentation is key. So let's make it look really presentable here. There's a lot more mixture left in there, so I'm just gonna go ahead and first clear our tongs with it, and then we're gonna use oh my God, it's so good. Okay. Just gonna add some fresh lime on top of it. And then I'm going to take fresh coriander and just put it all on there. And I did do a taste test, licking the spatula, so it tastes amazing. So everybody that has watched this video, please remember Sakina Auntie Kareem in your prayers and say a prayer for her if you can. This will conclude our video on peanut chicken. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.